Today is Monday, September 7th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Beer Lovers Day. It's also National Grandma Moses Day, National Neither Snow Nor Rain Day, National Salami Day, National Acorn Squash Day, and last but not least, it's Labor Day. Yeah, it's Labor Day. So, Labor Day, let's take a look at Labor Day here. It's celebrated the first Monday in September. Since the founding of the United States, the country has relied on its workforce for its infrastructure. From its streets and buildings to its transportation and security, the nation runs on labor. The labor of what we create, build, and harvest fuels our education and inspires our dream. Our dreams. This national day also signals the official end of summer. Those who work hard need time to play too. With the school year starting and summer winding down, the long weekend beckons. They use the extra day earned to spend with families and catch some R&R. Some will explore cities while others will seek outdoor adventure. No matter where it's spent, it's well earned. So there you go. So enjoy your Labor Day. Mark and I are doing nothing. He used to say, oh, it's a free day off. We have to do something. Like, we have to plan something. We have to go on a trip, or we have to, I don't know, plan some activity because we have a free day off of work. But it just doesn't work out that we normally travel around Labor Day. We normally travel July 4th because that's our anniversary. And then we may add a second or third trip, sometimes in August, but not around Labor Day generally. Generally, if we do it in August, it would be around my birthday. And then we might do something in the fall, like in November, like Thanksgiving time. We may travel, you know, the things of that. But we don't usually travel Memorial Day and Labor Day. We don't usually travel. And so we don't really have anything that we're doing. There is a family get-together, but we don't go to the family get-togethers a lot. So regardless, we're not doing anything. So what have I been doing? Not a whole lot. I've been working on my projects. I had switched from the QCast project, which is my podcast production software. I had switched from that to pride48.com. And I just, you know, I spruced up pride48.com. I spruced up geekygay.com, and I spruced up the gay mix or mix-podcast.com. Because I just, you know, I've been using AI for a lot of things, and I thought, you know, I'll test it out and just say, hey, can you give a more modern, you know, look or whatever? And I don't know that it's more modern, but, you know, regardless, I'm like, is there anything you can do with this to make it look better? And I would say the Pride 48, even though a lot of people say, oh, I can tell when AI generates whatever, and maybe you can. But I would say the Pride 48 page now looks better than it looked before, for sure. And it has a working player on it. So the things that I've done, just to kind of go over what I've done with you guys, all the shows now on the show page, the active shows are actually active shows. So if someone wanted to go to the page and see who are the active Pride 48 podcasts that are still podcasting today, you can go there. And we have about 120 some shows that are listed on pride48.com, but only about 26 or 27 of them are still podcasting. And I had to define that a little bit. So I said anything that has released an episode, it was either within the past 6 months or the past year. I can't remember which one of those it was, but it was either 6 months or a year. So I cleaned all that up, and then what I did, I told you guys I moved everything over to a new server because I'm trying to get everything consolidated so that I can save a little bit of money as well. But I moved everything, so I'm combining some things onto a single server. But I had to end up buying some more storage and some, so I don't know if I'm going to end up saving money, but I will be down to two servers for sure. It'll just be two servers. It may still be the same amount of money because I had to, when I combined things, I had to actually upgrade one of the servers. So I don't know, keeping three servers, four servers, five servers, or having two, but beefing them up, you know, it is what it is. But I did that. And then some of the other things I did are more behind the scenes. So we download the newest episode every hour. We look and we download the newest episode from every podcast. And that's what gets played on the live stream. So when you're hearing the live stream, you are hearing the most recent episodes from the podcast that are playing. It's also only the active podcasts. So if they haven't podcasted within the past year, those do not get played. Now, I have what I call oldies hours, which are archive. We play from the archives. So the other thing that I'm doing is I'm actually grabbing all the old episodes from the podcasts that we have archived, the ones that are still available, and I'm archiving them on pride48.com. That way, if their websites go away in the future, and I think I told you guys I was doing that for Archer's shows, and I'm still working on that because Lamont apparently is going to be mailing me a thumb drive with the Archer Radio episodes on it. Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday, but I decided we'll go ahead and do that for all the shows that you can. So we, myself and Alice, added a feature to the site where I can go in and I can basically download, I can sync, I can move all the episodes over to a Google Drive. I can download them to a Google Drive, because that's the first thing I had to do, is like download all of them. Download them to a Google Drive, and then my plugin that we built, I give it the Google Drive, I give it a feed XML, and it compares the files to the feed XML and tries to get as much metadata as possible, and then generates a new episode for each, a new episode post for each of those on the Pride 48 website, and then it generates a new feed, a brand new feed, because these are old. These are podcasts that either don't release anything anymore. So their website and their feed could go away any day. You just don't know. So it generates a new feed, and that's going to be hosted by Pride 48. So all the archived episodes will still have a feed, and you could subscribe to them in your podcast player. But the other thing that I'm using that for is we have hours during the day where we're playing oldies. And so we're playing old episodes. And we do have some listeners, surprisingly enough. I don't know who listens to web radio nowadays, but I'm looking and there are actually listeners that are listening to Pride48.com. So it is what it is. So I've been working on that. Mark and I just kind of sat around on Saturday. Friday, Mark worked, and I drove to get my, and I want to tell you, to get my global entry. I drove to get my global entry, and it was such a long drive for such a short appointment. I drove for 4 hours, got to the Kansas City airport, found the global entry place. It was on the bottom floor near baggage claim, but it was on the very end of the building. And it was on the opposite end from where I parked. So I had to go in the airport and walk all the way down to the other end of the building, which was fine. And then they were able to get me in early. The guy says he looks like a policeman, but the guy, you know, TSA or whatever he is, pokes his head out the door. And there are a couple of us in the waiting room. And he says, who are you guys? You know, what are your names? And so I gave him my name and he said, oh, okay, I have you on here for 12:30, but we can go ahead and get you in now. So it was like 12:05, something like that. And so I was like, okay, great. So I went back there. He literally told me two things. He said, if you bring food and you don't declare it, you're going to get $1,000 charge, a fine, and you're going to get your global entry access removed. And if you let anyone get in line with you and try to get them to clear the line, you will get $1,000 fine and you will lose your global entry privileges. And other than that, he just confirmed the countries I'd been to, looked at my passport, looked at my stamps, and entered a few things into his computer, tippy-tap, and that's it. I was approved. So it was like a 5-minute, maybe 10 minutes for an 8-hour drive. I was literally in the appointment for like 5 or 10 minutes. That's it. Drove home. Nothing big there. Had the mix Friday night. Saturday, we just hung out and kind of sat on the couch. I worked on a lot of the back end stuff it's not really a feature that I can promote, but a lot of stuff that I'm still working on the Pride 48 website, etc. And we watched Enola Holmes 3 last night and had pizza for dinner. And church today, we went to Bonchon to have some Korean fried chicken for lunch. Sam's Club after that. And now I'm editing the gay mix and putting out this episode. So that's what I'm doing. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.